you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
32061.
32061, thank you. And I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your shipping address for security purposes, please, ma'am?
623 Southeast James Cross Drive, Lulu, Florida, 32061.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me a moment.
Yeah, I've had these charges multiple. I thought it was something my kids signed up for. So I would like several months of this to be reimbursed. This is ridiculous.
So let's try to pull up the account so we can further assist you first, if that's okay. Because you're requesting something for me to do, but I haven't even accessed an account.
Okay.
Okay, so I see an order was in on August 30th for $7.95 for the ice maker. You stated that you never placed this order. This order is fraud, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to go ahead and do then, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yes, that's fine. I'll contact my bank and express it's fraudulent if I don't get money back.
Okay. Give me one moment, ma'am. As well, if anybody in your household places the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them if they didn't have your, because they didn't have your authorization.
No, I've already questioned everybody in my house.
Okay.
Nobody.
We'll just check the IP address, so give me one moment. Okay, the account is canceled. Flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. This claim is sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. And that IP address will lead back to who placed the order, who device, who owns that device. And on my side, I'll be processing you a refund of, let me see, give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment.
Well, $56.95 is what's been coming out of my account.
I understand. Give me one moment, okay? You receive a full refund of $56.95, $39.99 was declined for October 30th. So it'll be $56.95. That's 1, 2, 3 charges of $56.95 and a refund of $7.95. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. Do you have any additional questions?
No, ma'am. I'll be continuing to check my account. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care. Hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, ma'am.